This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new chapter of Today in Sports Betting. My name is Yoel Abulaf. You might know me as Unkyobo on Twitter or X, and I'm thrilled to be stepping in as a new host of the show as we bring it back to life. This podcast has been a part of the Sports Ethos family in the past, and I'm honored to carry it forward. I'll be here 3 times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, breaking down my wager pass plays for the day. These are the bets I've personally researched, written about, and selected as my top plays, all of which I share with our premium members and track throughout the season, offering weekly and monthly recaps. Each episode will include slate breakdowns, key betting angles, and I'll wrap up with something from my notebook, whether that's futures, line movement, or a play that just missed the card. Today's episode is exciting. It features the Champions League quarterfinals and a stacked NBA card with 10 plays I'm picking. Let's dive right into the main slate. First off, we have Bayern Munich taking on Inter. This is also my free play on the Wager Pass top plays for Tuesday today, so you can have access to the full write-up of this play on our website as well as in our Discord, even if you're not a premium member. For this match, I am leaning towards the first half result in being a draw at plus 125 at Fanatics. And when I checked it recently, the line had moved to plus 120. So it is still playable, and it is still a play I like. Bayern Munich handled Bayer Leverkusen in the previous round over the two legs. They kind of made easy work of them and made it a less of a competition. And they've been somewhat cruising in the Bundesliga despite not having their dominance from the previous seasons. They currently have a 6-point cushion over Bayer Leverkusen, but their overall form and consistency has not been as strong as previous years. Inter, on the other hand, got through Feyenoord in the previous round, and again, they made easy work of them. However, over the weekend, they tied with Parma, which is not ideal, but also not as bad. But it did bring Napoli within 3 points of them in the Serie A title race. Regardless, Inter is a very strong squad and has the ability to kind of bounce back at these junctures. I expect Bayern Munich to control the possession early, especially at home. But Inter tends to sit back in away matches and kind of absorb the pressure, reading the game a little bit before truly, taking that step forward and capitalizing on their opportunities. They do possess Marcus Thuram and Lautaro Martinez up top, which is a very deadly goal-scoring duo. So while I do think the first half should go a little bit more balanced with neither side overextending and kind of, testing out the waters, I do think that second half can open up for more opportunities. So in addition to a first half draw, which is my official play, another play that could be a good look is for there to be more goals scored in the second half. Moving on to our second Champions League game of the day, it is Arsenal taking on Real Madrid. Both teams come into this quarterfinal clash with their own varying histories from the past. Real Madrid is essentially synonymous with the Champions League, and whenever they're in this tournament, regardless of the opponent, they need to be treated as the favorites. Arsenal, on the other hand, could not capitalize on the recent inconsistencies in the Premier League that Liverpool is showing by showcasing their own set of inconsistent efforts, most recently tying with Everton over the weekend, even though Real Madrid lost to Valencia in a last-minute goal over the weekend and are also coming into this game without much confidence backing them. I am loving the both teams to score at minus 125 here at Fanatics. The line just moved to minus 120 as well. I apologize, it moved to minus 160, which I still do think is very playable. And with that being said, I'm trying to stay away from a side bet on this first leg. But if I had to truly go with something, I would have to pick Real Madrid to win, draw no bet, still at plus odds at 160. We do not necessarily catch this a lot, the opportunity to get Real Madrid at plus odds, especially with the draw resulting in a no bet. So I'm very much liking that bet as well. Also, with Gabriel missing for Arsenal and Real Madrid's own backline not giving a lot of confidence, I do think that this game has the opportunity for over 2.5 goals as well. It is very much playable at minus 120 here. So my official play for this game is a both teams to score at minus 125. But I am also loving the Real Madrid draw no bet at plus 160, as well as over 2.5 goals at minus 120. All in all, this should be a very, very exciting match, and I cannot wait for it. Moving on, we have a busy NBA slate today. We have 10 games taking on. I'll talk about the games in which I have my more confidence in, and I'll talk about the games in which I'm just making a selection and am not necessarily backing with full confidence. But here's the rest of the slate. First, we have the Grizzlies taking on the Hornets. The Hornets continue to play without Brandon Miller, and LaMelo Ball is also ruled out for the rest of the season. Miles Bridges is in a shooting slump over his last two games. All in all, they're not very much playing with a lot of motivation. They don't really have anything to play for the rest of the season, and they're not looking like the strongest candidate to be backing up in any game that they play. The Grizzlies have had their own inconsistent period, but they've rebounded well and picked up momentum with wins over the Heat and the Pistons in their last two games. The last meeting between these two teams finished 132 to 120. And while things are looking a little bit different for the Hornets these days, I do think that the Grizzlies can carry the pace in this one and force them into scoring. And I do very much like the over 229 in this one, as I don't feel as comfortable backing the Grizzlies on the double-digit spread. Moving on, we have the Bulls-Cavs. Ideally, on another night, I would have 100% taken the Bulls to cover with a 12.5 spread. However, Kobe White is ruled out. Nikola Vucevic and Josh Giddey are listed as questionable, which leaves the Bulls very shorthanded with three of their starters missing. The Cavs will be missing Donovan Mitchell, but they're deep, motivated, and chasing the top seed in the Eastern Conference. And just, you know, even though the Bulls are significantly stronger than even the odd makers have given them credit for this season, if they are to be missing these three players, I think the Cavs will make easy work of them at home and cover the minus 12.5 spread. So that would be my play here. Wizards Pacers brings me to my first game in which I do not have a lot of confidence in, as this matchup was one that burned me 2 weeks ago. I took the Wizards to cover in that one, as they were somewhat in form and the spread was quite large, if I'm not mistaken, at 16, at plus 16. And I just had the belief that Wizards had enough strength to keep it below 16 points in the loss. I knew that they were going to lose to an informed Pacers team, but I did not think that it was going to be the 53-point blowout that they experienced in that matchup. I remember that we had a great 6-2 slate night that night, so this loss did not upset me as much, but that was definitely a very poor read on my end. So even though the Pacers to win and the spread is at minus 18.5 in this one, which is even larger than the previous spread that I chose to not back them in, I don't think I can make the same mistake again, especially with the Wizards fully checked out of the season and missing a lot of key players. So I'll be backing the Pacers to cover the spread in this one, but I am not feeling as confident about this one. This next game between the Hawks and the Magic should be very, very exciting, as both of these teams are in fight for seeding. The Hawks continue to play without Clint Capela and Jalen Johnson out for the season, which continue to hurt their rebounding and inside presence. But Trae Young continues to be a force of playmaking and is playing at an elite level, continuing to keep Hawks within playoff reach. The Magic are very solid at home and recently have been stringing together some good performances. The line is 4.5 in this one, and it could truly go either way, as I do think that the Hawks have the strength to kind of rise to the occasion here. But just given the recent trends that we have seen from both of these teams, I like the Magic's form and their health advantage here, even though they continue to solely rely on Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner's efforts. But I do think that these two players can rise to the occasion tonight.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Shut down Trae Young, as well as Dyson Daniels and their efforts. So I'm backing Magic minus 4.5 in this one. This Pelicans versus Nets brings me to my second game in which I do not have full confidence in for the NBA slate tonight. The Pelicans are nearly down everyone and playing with essentially a G League squad right now. But they did surprisingly play tough against the Milwaukee Bucks in their last game and keep it somewhat competitive. The Nets have ruled out Cam Thomas for the rest of the season and continue to have some of their key players listed as available on an on and off basis per night. But in an interesting pick for the night, if New Orleans Pelicans can continue their competitiveness from the previous game that they have shown, I like them as a 3-point underdog in this one to, you know, potentially come out with a surprise win here in a game between two teams not fighting for anything. Celtics playing the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Ideally, I would have taken the Celtics to win and cover the super short line at 1.5, as they've, you know, had no trouble against the New York Knicks this season. However, they have Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Kristaps Porzingis all listed questionable, with Al Horford ruled out and Derek White and Drew Holiday listed as probable. So that's their starting five with some sort of injury tag associated with them. And against the New York Knicks team that just got Jalen Brunson back and are, you know, having a recent solid string of efforts, I think that they will finally want a bounce back effort against the Celtics and get the win at home for this match tonight. So the 1.5 line works perfect for the Knicks as the favorites in this one. The Timberwolves and the Bucks take on each other in Milwaukee. Both of these teams are on a hot streak, with Wolves on a 5-game win streak and the Bucks on a 4-game win streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo has been very dominant throughout this recent stretch and has had the opportunity to plug in the holes left behind by Damian Lillard's absence. Timberwolves don't have any key absences. Meanwhile, for the Bucks, as I mentioned, Damian Lillard continues to be a key absence, with Bobby Portis continuing to serve his long suspension. It is a very tight game. It should be a very tight game, but even though the Bucks are missing Damian Lillard, they have been on a roll. They are underdogs at home, and I will gladly take them as 5-point underdogs at home, as I think that they have the strength to pull the win here. Golden State Warriors will be taking on Phoenix Suns, who continue to play without Kevin Durant, and that continues to hinder their offensive efforts, with just Devin Booker taking on that load and Bradley Beal supporting him inconsistently. With that being said, the Warriors have looked like a completely different team, and to be quite frank, one of the better teams in the NBA since the Jimmy Butler trade, as he seems to have meshed very well with the cast. If the Golden State Warriors, through Stephen Curry, Brandon Podziemski, Buddy Hield off the bench, can find success from the deep, as they typically do, I think that they'll have no trouble winning this one against the Suns, and I'll take them at -8. This is a game I'm most excited to actually watch tonight, the Lakers and the Thunder. These two teams played just 2 days ago, with the Lakers, you know, having one of their better efforts on the season, finishing the game by halftime and truly dominating the Thunder in a very unexpected effort. However, I think that Oklahoma City Thunder, given the strength and effort that they have shown all season, are in a prime spot for a bounce back. The line just last night when I was checking it was at -8 for the Thunder, and today I was able to catch it at -12.5. But as I was seeing it, I had even seen it at -14.5, which suggests that oddmakers are certainly thinking that the Oklahoma City Thunder have the opportunity to bounce back with a very strong victory tonight. It is a hefty line, and I do think that the Lakers have the strength to hold on to it, but they've shown that oftentimes coming from these, you know, strong unexpected wins that they have, they don't follow them with the strongest efforts. So I think that SGA, who's currently playing at an MVP caliber level, can carry his team to a victory in this bounce back effort tonight. Lastly, we have the San Antonio Spurs taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. Kawhi Leonard is questionable for this game, but I like the Clippers to grab the win and cover the spread, even if he plays or not. The Spurs are banged up. They don't have two of their best players, and they don't have anything to play for on the rest of the season. Whereas the Clippers are motivated. They have had the chance to, you know, handle these weaker teams easily. They're coming off recent wins, and they'll want to avoid the play-in. So I think they'll, regardless of if Kawhi Leonard plays or not, they'll go out onto the field with everything that they have and want to finish off this final week strong. So I'm taking the Clippers at minus 12.5. So this brings us to the conclusion of all of the plays I have for our Wager Pass Tuesday top plays. I want to add two futures I'm watching for the Wednesday's Champions League slate, as the next episode we'll have will be on Thursday, and I won't have the chance to talk about these plays tomorrow. First matchup we have is the Barcelona versus Borussia Dortmund match. Barcelona is in very strong form, and so is Dortmund after their managerial change. But playing in Barcelona, I think that they'll control this game from top to bottom. I do expect Barcelona to win this game, but I think that Dortmund has enough firepower to get on the scoreboard. So both teams to score at minus 180 at Fanatics is looking okay. I would have preferred to have had a little bit of a better odd for this both teams to score, but minus 180 is still very playable, and I do like it a lot. 2-1 is my score expectancy with both teams to score, with both teams scoring and Barcelona grabbing the win. So this should be an exciting matchup. The next one we have is PSG, Paris Saint-Germain, taking over on Aston Villa. I think Aston Villa is much better than even myself I'm expecting for tomorrow's clash with PSG. PSG have just looked so strong in 2025. They have already clinched the Ligue 1 title last weekend with their victory. They have Ousmane Dembele leading the line. They have Bradley Barcola, Kvaratskhelia, who are scoring goals and making things happen. So I think that both of these teams, also on the Aston Villa side, Ollie Watkins' steady presence up top, Marcus Rashford and Marco Asensio finding form at the right time. I definitely see this one as a little bit more of a goal-filled affair. I'll be leaning first towards PSG to win and over 2.5 total goals to for the game at minus 116 at DraftKings. But for anyone, you know, who's kind of shying away from PSG as a winner, straight both teams to score and over 2.5 goals or a parlay of both of those should still be very playable and should be a good place for this game. So with that, I want to say that we had a wonderful Monday that set us up very strongly for the slate today. And, you know, kind of puts a little bit of a pressure on the performance today as we kick off the podcast as well. But we had Bologna versus Napoli in Serie A. We had both teams to score at plus 105. Leicester taking on Newcastle with Newcastle to win and over 1.5 at minus 152. On the NBA side, we only had two games with the Kings taking on the Pistons. I had over 230.5 in that one at minus 110. And Sixers taking on the Heat. I had the Sixers to cover the 14.5 spread at minus 110. They did so at the very last minute, which brought us to a 4-0 day at plus 3.53 units. So a very, very strong effort on Monday, especially considering that we've had two very strong winning weeks in the previous 2 weeks. So the pressure is definitely on for this week, especially for today's exciting slate. But I'm happy to be kicking off this initial episode of this podcast. Again, I'll be back on Thursday with more picks, updates from the Champions League second legs, and fresh notes from the betting notebook. All of these plays are posted in the Wager Pass on sportsethos.com with full write-ups for our premium members and in our Discord. Thank you very much for listening. Best of luck with all of your Tuesday as well as your Wednesday bets. And I look forward to seeing everyone on Thursday. Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.